USA News. I'm Jerry Varmish. Another train has derailed in Ohio.
20 cars from a Norfolk Southern train jumped the tracks in Springfield, Ohio, but no hazardous materials were involved this time.
Approved from owner-operator of the railroad, Railway Norfolk Southern, Clark County Hazmat Team, the Ohio Environmental Protection Agency, each independently examined the crash site and verified there was no evidence of spillage at the site.
That's Springfield Township Fire Chief Dave Mangle. Clark County Emergency Management did tell people to shelter in place as a precaution, but that has since been lifted. I'm John Schaefer.
Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson finds former President Trump's declaration to be the retribution of his supporters if elected troubling.
When he talks about vengeance, he's talking about his personal vendettas, and that's not healthy for America. It's certainly not healthy for our party.
The Republican Hutchinson appeared on CNN's State of the Union. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis took a shot at California Governor Gavin Newsom during a speech Sunday at the Ronald Reagan Library. In comparing the state's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic, DeSantis said, quote, "We have had a great experiment, a great test in governing philosophies," Fox News reported. Senator Joe Manchin says he'll decide his political future at the end of the year. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, the West Virginia Democrat said there's plenty of time for the elections. President Biden is commemorating the 58th anniversary of Bloody Sunday in Selma, Alabama.
600 believers put faith in action to march across that bridge named after the Grand Dragon of the KKK. They're on their way to state capital Montgomery to claim their fundamental right to vote, laid in the bedrock of our Constitution.
Biden joined civil rights leaders in marching across the bridge. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
An endangered species is making a comeback.
Scientists have documented over 200 Mexican gray wolves in the U.S. for the first time in 25 years.
Their greatest love in life is puppies, and so we can do cross-fostering because they're still so maternal and paternal that they'll actually adopt.
Sierra McIsaac at the California Wolf Center east of San Diego says they fund programs that scare wolves away from ranches and farms and will pay owners who are willing to allow a wolf den to stay put on their land. Efforts to reintroduce the endangered species began more than two decades ago. I'm Jeremy Scott.
An Idaho family is counting their lucky stars after being attacked by a moose while snowboarding last week. Jeremiah Bigelow said the moose did a false charge 20 feet away from them.
She drops her head and just charges right at us. And I said, oh, shoot.
The family was able to escape unharmed. Gas prices are up a penny today. AAA puts the national average at $3.40 a gallon. Mississippi is the low price leader, with drivers in the Magnolia State paying $2.95 a gallon on average. William Byron circled victory lane in style, taking the checkered flag at the Pennzoil 400 from Las Vegas's Motor Speedway. It was Byron's fifth NASCAR Cup Series win. Kyle Larson came in second. Alex Bowman finished third. Creed III is scoring a decisive win, a projected $59 million this weekend in U.S. and Canada theaters. I'm Jerry Varmish, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.